This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight, all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Dr. Pompa.
Hey, hello.
Good. I haven't spoken to you in a little while. How are you?
Good. I've been on the road, traveling, teaching, you know.
Where you been? Anywhere good?
South Dakota. I mean, interesting place. Deadwood. You know the history of Deadwood? Yeah, Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the back of the head there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, made the town famous. I mean, it was a throwback, I tell you. It is a little cowboy town, and that kind of, you know, went gambling, and then, needed the gambling to survive because a gold mine shut down in the 80s, I believe, like the famous gold mine.
Did you get to see Mount Rushmore?
From the air, actually. We flew actually right over it.
But did you see it? Did you actually see it?
I actually saw it, yeah.
Okay, so it does exist, because my theory for a very long time was there's really no such thing, but nobody would ever go to South Dakota for anything, so nobody would ever know. But you're saying it really does exist.
It really does. There's another one. It's Crazy Horse. There's a whole carving of Crazy Horse, but I saw that from the air, too. We just happened to fly over them. You know, the gold mine that shut down there in the 80s, it's interesting because they've made it a laboratory. And the government evidently is studying different things that it's so deep. It's evidently like 4 miles deep that it gets very little, if any, gamma rays. You know, things that the sun puts off. So these things that they're studying, they can do down in these labs that they've created in these old gold mines. So pretty interesting.
Very cool. All right. So you want to do a show about gold mines? We could.
We could do a show literally about how people are drawn to success at any cost, even to the point of traveling to Deadwood to find gold.
Yeah, there's gold in them there hills.
There is.
Well, maybe that's a future show. I'll put a big maybe there. Live from In the Gold Mine. But, you know, there's a word that we hear a lot, and this word is dangerous. We hear this a lot. And it seems, even if you listen to some of our shows, it almost seems like the world is becoming dangerous. I mean, there was a time probably around gold mines where a rattlesnake was dangerous. You know, a mine collapse was dangerous. The gases coming out of the mine were dangerous. But you didn't have to really fear danger so much around your own home. You know, if a bear comes, that's dangerous. But now it's like the air is dangerous, the food is dangerous, the drugs are dangerous. And when you really take a step back, you go, what has happened? What has happened in our world? And I'm not talking about the dangerous parts of the world. I'm not talking about, you know, going to climb Everest. I'm talking about your home. Yeah, I'm talking about the stores that you shop in. Like, how did all of that get dangerous? And you'll notice, now that I pointed it out, you're going to notice how often you hear that word. You know, I don't know, that may be dangerous. A food? You know? And when you look at supplements, you know, you hear people say, oh, no, that one's dangerous. And sometimes the FDA pulls something because it's dangerous. So when we take a look at what people are trying to do to get well, and we attach the word danger to some of these things, it really does become not only confusing, but you have to approach with trepidation, right? You put your hand on somebody, goes, try this. And then you close your hand around somebody, goes, no, that's dangerous. You know, what are you supposed to do? So if we look at the pharmaceutical drugs that are commonly prescribed forever. I'm talking about chronic conditions where people are given a drug and they get some kind of relief or management of a symptom, and in the moment they feel better, or in the moment they are less likely to die, right? So if somebody has a heart condition, they take a beta blocker, now they are less likely to die, right?
No, that's what they say.
So I always notice when I go into a Walgreens or a CVS, you know, I notice how many people are sitting around waiting for their medications. And I wonder how many of these people are really taking things that are dangerous. Is that an overreaction to call one of these drugs dangerous? So let's break it down a little bit. You know, here's something that I think a lot of athletes are familiar with. If they get an injury and they go to the doctor and they want to play next week, they get a shot of cortisone. And cortisone is also something that is commonly prescribed for people who have lupus or arthritis or joint pain.
Right.
Cortisone, right? Now, this is confusing unless you become educated on it, because here's what people know about it. If you ask people what is cortisone, they say it's a steroid. So now, if it's a steroid, they go, oh, well, I'm going to get big muscles, right? Or my testicles are going to shrink because it's a steroid. It's not that kind of steroid. Can you explain a little bit about the difference? And then I want to explore, you know, are these drugs really dangerous?
Yeah, well, it's a steroid. There are steroids that do that make you big, right? Testosterone. Giving testosterone is considered a steroid. These steroids are anti-inflammatory, so they temporarily break down or stop an inflammation process. And, I mean, look, no doubt, an inflammation, chronic inflammation, can run the wrong direction. And there's certain processes the body does, certain enzymes that trigger certain reactions, things called resolvins, protectins, and it shuts off inflammation to not go chronic. So, you know, acute inflammation is really good. It's part of the healing, even part of our immune system. But when it goes chronic, that's when it becomes problematic. But so these steroids, they're meant to stop this inflammation. And sometimes that can be needed. I mean, inflammation gone awry without these checks in place that the body normally would do could be very dangerous. However, every time you get a steroid, you start damaging more tissue. You start really messing up that whole process that naturally occurs. People start to retain water. People start to have all types of other symptoms. And then it doesn't work. Oftentimes, it gets less and less effective and more damaged. So there's a consequence and a benefit. Very similar to all drugs, would you agree?
Yeah. So, might it be dangerous?
Yes.
So, if somebody experiences relief, that doesn't mean that what's giving them relief is helping them. Can you understand the distinction? If somebody experiences relief, you know, it's almost like if you get drunk and you don't feel your pain anymore, right? Like, in this moment, you go, I'm not feeling any pain. But It's clearly not helping you. And I think this is what people need to understand is abuse is dangerous. Overuse is dangerous. Random use is dangerous. And I don't know that any drug, is really safe without certain guidelines.
True.
What about the statin drugs? Now, here's the thinking behind it. The thinking behind it is cholesterol is a major risk factor in heart disease. Now, let's not evaluate the statement because we know how we feel about that statement, but that is the common statement, right? Yeah. If somebody has elevated cholesterol or elevated LDL specifically, they are at greater risk of heart disease, though the statin drug will lower cholesterol. So now we can extrapolate from that. If cholesterol is the risk factor and the drug lowers cholesterol, then the drug takes away the risk or reduces the risk. True?
True.
So is there danger here, or is this really a safe drug? Because it's amazing to me. I'll tell you this. My dad is in a rehab center right now. He goes in probably once a year. And, you know, there are two wings of this rehab center. And one is the short-termers, you know, who have an accident or are going through treatment for something. And the other wing is the long-termers. And you know, the long-termer wing is very sort of sad, and it's hard to go through there and look at those people. But the nurses there are constantly sorting through drug files, you know, every patient's drug files. So we'll talk more about the safety of things or the danger of things when we come back. This is Health Seekers Radio.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, so Dan, right before the break, I told you that I went to see my dad in a rehab center, and I'm talking to some of the nurses, and they're very busy. You know, every patient has a list of the drugs they're on, and they're putting things in these little boxes to make sure the right patients get the right drugs. And I'm looking at it, and I realize this is a major part of their day. I mean, the volume of medications taken in this one place, I couldn't even guess. But it's almost a full-time job for multiple people to sort out the meds on a daily basis. Mm. And many of them, I'm sure, are on statin drugs. So are these drugs safe? They are so commonly prescribed for people who have elevations, even slight elevations, by the way, in cholesterol. And in most cases, they never go back and examine whether they can get the person off of the drug. In other words, once you're on it, you're kind of on it. Is this safe or is it dangerous? I mean, you hear both. The doctors who prescribe it say it's safe.
Right. Yeah. Well, they do. However, more and more studies are showing that there's major, major risks on these medications. And every once in a while, it pops up in the media. And then it goes away. But considering the risks to the brain, to the heart itself, to the liver, and even your joints, is the research is solid. There are major, major, major risks involved with these drugs. But we don't hear a lot about it.
What might somebody experience that you would consider a risk if they're taking statin drugs without being monitored and just kind of that prescription for life? You know, here you go, this will lower your cholesterol.
Well, we know that there's a link to Alzheimer's. We know that there's a link to type 2 diabetes because cholesterol stabilizes the cell membranes where the hormone receptor to insulin is, and by the way, other hormone receptors. But what happens is it has an effect. When we lower cholesterol, it has an effect on how that receptor works to insulin. Therefore, we know that there's a strong link to driving diabetes. Look, the brain works with cholesterol. I mean, most of the fat in the brain is, in fact, cholesterol, and therefore the link to Alzheimer's. So cholesterol arguably is the most important fat in the body. So even the LDL, the bad cholesterol, we need that to actually make hormones. So if you look at the top of where all your hormones are made, the ones that make you feel good, yeah, they come from LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. So maybe it's not such a good idea to lower it. And then when we look at these studies, it goes, well, that makes sense.
And you're calling it the bad cholesterol facetiously. I mean, that's what it's branded as, right? But you're saying it's not really so bad.
Correct. We need it. You know, and again, looking at what even is a normal level is arguable in all the science literature. So first of all, what are we lowering it to? We're lowering it to what we think is normal. But then 5 years, 10 years, and all of a sudden we go, oh, well, that's not the normal. Then, we learned this now. We learned this now. You always run that risk, right, of really going, oh, look what we've learned now. Huh, we didn't know. We shouldn't have been lowering LDL after all. Oh, the link with heart disease and LDL, it's not as strong as we thought. There's other factors involved, like the particle size, et cetera, et cetera.
So the two drugs that we just spoke about are different. And I think if we put them in two categories, many drugs can be divided into those two categories. When I mention cortisone, I'm mentioning one that directly changes the sensation of a symptom, right? They get a cortisone injection because there is pain.
Correct.
So when they get the cortisone injection, there is relief of pain. So in that moment, it appears to be a godsend. It appears to be a fantastic drug, at least for them. And over time, if the pain comes back, they now know that this is the remedy. It's not really a remedy, right? It's just removing a symptom. The other drug, the statin drug, that's prescribed from a lab test. That's not because they come and they go, Doc, I have pain, and they go, we're going to put you on a statin. That's when they get the report back and they go, oh, look at your LDL. Your cholesterol is 220. We're going to get you on a statin. So they didn't feel anything specifically that was relieved. Then they come back for a future test. So they don't even know if the drug is working. They're not feeling any different, right? Mm-hmm. They come back on a future test and go, oh, we're going to change the dose. And then maybe 3 months later, we've got it stabilized. You're on the proper dose. So they're never feeling a need for the drug, and they're never feeling a need to get rid of it. But when you talk about it, I'm just going to mention one of the things you spoke about. When you speak about it contributing to Alzheimer's, this too is an insidious progression. It doesn't happen in a moment. It's not like somebody wakes up and they go, man, I feel like I'm coming down with Alzheimer's. And they go to the doctor and go, maybe it's the statin drug. So it's almost like once they're on it, this breakdown amplifies. it continues. So again, the medication in this case may be a trick. A trick in a sense that it changes a number on a report, but not a remedy. So can you see where both of these drugs taken randomly or taken without being monitored can be dangerous?
Absolutely.
And hey, I'm choosing.
Yeah, I have to point this out. Heroin. I think we asked our audience, would you say that it is addictive? Heroin would be like, oh my gosh, yeah. Do you realize at the turn of the century, heroin was sold as a non-addictive substance? So it was actually a substitute for morphine. So, and they actually used it in children to treat a cough. That's the truth. That was 100 years ago.
Right.
Interesting.
I'm going to give you one more category, and then we'll get off the drug thing, but I want to kind of move this to supplements. But I think another category where people just get on a medication forever, and sometimes they'll change it because it's not working as well because there's a symptom, and they'll change it to a different one or a different dosage or a different combination. And these are antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs. And I will tell you, Dr. Pompa, that, you know, when I do an intake with a client, there was a period of time, maybe 10 years ago, where I really started to become shocked by how many people who I'm going to say appeared okay. They didn't appear depressed. They didn't come in crying. They didn't curl up in the fetal position. How many people, when we would go over their medications, included Prozac or Wellbutrin or Lexapro, and it would just be like I take a vitamin C. I mean, it wasn't even an explanation of why. Are these safe?
these medications, I think, carry some of the greatest risks. The majority of them are legal street drugs, that with an effect that lasts a little longer. I mean, look, we always say there's a time and a place for everything, and arguably there's a time and a place even for these. I mean, if someone's a threat to somebody or themselves, I mean, no doubt there's a time and a place. However, when you look at what these drugs do to the brain, how they work in the brain, they're Schedule II drugs. For example, cocaine is a Schedule II drug. When you look at the psychotropic drugs that most kids are on, they're Schedule II drugs, meaning they work on the same pathway. They work on the same receptors. They actually do the same thing. Adderall, of course, kids sniff it to get high, but yet it calms down little kids. Well, you can give a little child cocaine, and it has the exact same effect. It actually brings calm to the brain versus an adult that gives a stimulating effect, and kids can take Adderall and get a high, and they can stay up and study all night. And this is what's being done. There's dangers.
So here's what a lot of people will do because they hear of the dangers. They go, I'm going to go natural. I'm going to get supplements. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you some questions about whether supplements are safe. St. John's wort and valerian and omega-3 fats and on, all of the things that we hear. Is there risk there? Dr. Pompa will answer that question when we return on Health Seekers Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Papa, can you kind of summarize the first half of the show, just making a statement about the relative safety or danger when it comes to drugs that are just commonplace, that it, you know, people don't have to jump through too many hoops to get prescriptions for these drugs?
Yeah, there's great danger, and people typically aren't told the dangers. The irony is today, I think people are more afraid of the dangers of certain herbs and supplements because that's the push of the drug companies to kind of spin that. And of course there's dangers there too, and we're going to talk about that, but not nearly considering there's a chemical that alters the function and the direction of your body's innate intelligence. There of course is always, always great danger, and you need to do your homework. And I want to say this just as a blanket statement. There's a time and a place for a medication. That's typically in emergencies. However, when you have a chronic condition, taking medication will lead to more symptoms, more problems, and other disasters.
An escalation in the condition in most cases.
Absolutely. So if you have a chronic condition, look upstream for a cause. If you have an acute condition that could risk your life, medication could be absolutely, the thing that's needed. So that's just kind of a generality of when do I take a medication? When should I take a medication? But then you get to the thing of where most doctors say, oh, strep throat or an earache, that's still, that's life-threatening. Really? And I think I've made this comment on my other shows. You know, I have 3 children, biologically, 2 that we adopted. My children have never taken a drug in their life, except for Isaac. He was life-flighted, crushed and shattered his spleen, and they gave him some pain medication. My children have never taken an aspirin, Advil, Tylenol, cough syrup in their life. Now, the seven-year-old, we have twins that are now 20, and they, before age seven, they were on antibiotic after antibiotic, and I'm sure the parents were told that it was life-threatening, and you better take the antibiotic. Well, we adopted them after a tragic death of their parents, unfortunately, and we adopted them at age seven. They never took another antibiotic again the rest of their life. Now, they were sick, just a different philosophy. And, of course, they haven't been on one medication from age 7 to age 20. So, now, I will say this. If my kids had some horrific thing, meningitis, or God forbid, I mean, would I give them an antibiotic? The answer is yes. However, they've had earaches. They've had strep throats. They've had sickness. They've had the flu. And yet, they've become stronger because of it. So, I think it's a philosophical way that we are raised, Phil. I mean, look, my father was from the old country. I mean, you know, that Italian mindset of, the body will fix it. You know, I mean, he just didn't run us off to doctors. That's just not what he did. So, granted, I was raised with it, so are my children. But the point is, when you look at the statistics, you know, the drugs, properly prescribed medication is the number three cause of death in the United States. So go from there.
All right. So, you know, you remember ephedrine, right? I say you remember it because it's still around. Mm-hmm. But this was a asthma medication that was sold over the counter as Primatene Mist or Primatene Tablets, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ephedrine.
Yeah.
Because it opens up the bronchial passages. And I guess it was around the late 80s, maybe early 90s, that some athletes discovered that if they use ephedrine, it gives them a great kick. Because they are taking in more oxygen, but there's also a stimulant effect. They had greater clarity. And then they learned that when they combine it with caffeine, which is so common, that can't be harmful, that they increase performance significantly, that it's an ergogenic aid. But they also found that it has a thermogenic effect, that it actually amplifies fat loss. And they later learned that when they mix it with aspirin, potentiates, it keeps that effect going longer. So there was a man named Michael Ellis who was a police officer, believe it or not, and he at one time was running a methamphetamine lab and was arrested for it. Okay, so stay with me.
Got it.
He now finds opportunity in what is the raw material for methamphetamine, but now it can be sold legally because you can make methamphetamine from ephedrine. Methamphetamine is probably the most addictive substance on the planet. So the thinking here is, wow, people want this stuff. I can sell it, telling them they're going to lose weight. It's going to improve their performance. I'm going to mix it with caffeine and aspirin, and people get addicted. This is great. So he started a company called Metabolife, and he started selling it at kiosks in the shopping malls. And then you know what happened from that. It just became so popular that everybody started taking this compound called ephedrine. And it came out under all of these different names. And then at a certain point in time, the FDA pulled it. They said there were too many deaths. There were deaths of high school students. So now you look at that, and there were two camps. There were the ones who said, this is killing our kids. And then there was the camp of athletes who said, yeah, I've been taking it for 15 years. I'm fine. I want more. But what they didn't realize or acknowledge is they were literally addicted to it. It wasn't I want more. It was I need more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because ephedrine and caffeine together, they are, in fact, addictive. So they would get to a point where they're taking it no longer for ergogenic benefit, but to feel normal. They'd wake up and they'd go, oh, just like people say, I need my coffee. They'd go, I need my metabo stuff, right? So there was an addiction. Man, how great is that if you're selling supplements and there's no conscience involved? So I think it's fair to say that ephedrine was dangerous. There were deaths. You could make arguments that it was in the wrong hands or people with certain conditions shouldn't have taken it. Some of them had high blood pressure. Some of them took ridiculous dosages. But it was absolutely dangerous. You agree with that?
Yeah, no
doubt. Okay. So now today, I took a look at some of the energy supplements and, you know, just kind of looking at some labels because you can't get ephedrine in an energy supplement anymore, although you can still get it. And many of them have Yohimbe hydrochloride. Now, Yohimbe is sold for two primary reasons. Do you know what they are?
Adrenals is one.
Yeah, one is to kick things up, to give you that stimulant thing. So it's in a lot of energy formulas. But it's also kind of a substitute for Viagra because it increases blood flow.
Yeah, I didn't even know people used it for that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you pick up, just walk through. Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, you don't take it. You, next time you go into a supplement store or like a Whole Foods, just look at that section, you know, and look at some of the, because they have names like Real Man, you know, and just look and you'll see that they all contain.
I'm not in that section. You see, you can tell that, right?
I can tell you're pretending very well that you don't know that section like the back of your hand. So, but I look at supplements like that, and I'm going to tell you this. Yohimbe has a major stimulant effect. It elevates your heart rate. Is this dangerous? Because it's the same now. We're going to the same thing. We're going to where people are buying something because they think it's safe, because it is sold over the counter. It's a supplement, so it can't be dangerous. But if it has a tangible effect where it increases blood flow and where it elevates heart rate, isn't there in that an inherent danger? Is something safe because it's a supplement?
No, I mean, there's a danger in that. I mean, anything that, I mean, as we know, sex can be dangerous. It elevates your heart rate. I mean, so, of course, what I argue.
Yeah, but then you weigh out the risk-reward, and I think.
That's what people do every day, right, with everything that they do, right? So, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's some powerful herbs, right? I mean, and herbs have an effect on the body. You can push the body in one direction versus the other. So, I mean, there is an apparent danger.
And what some of these companies do is they stack it with other things that are herbal stimulants, L-tyrosine, you know, things that by themselves seem rather innocuous, but when you put them together, you get a quick kick. But the fact is, if you're getting that kick, something is happening synthetically to your body, even if it is called a natural supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are two categories of supplements that people think are safe because it's over-the-counter, and one would be that energy boost, whether it's a Red Bull or something like I'm talking about. And it's safe. They sell it everywhere. You know, you can use it, you can buy it, and it's safe. But then there's almost the opposite, and there's the relaxation. There's the tranquilize me, calm me down, stop my worry. You know, I don't want to take the Lexapro, I don't want to take the Prozac, so I'm going to get Kava. I'm going to get St. John's Wort. I'm going to get Sam E. Do you think there's any danger in these? Or are they safe simply because they're sold over the counter? We'll continue this discussion only minutes from now, so don't go anywhere. You want to hang on every word Dr. Pompa is going to share with you when we return. This is Health Seekers Radio. Be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If it's sold in the supplement section of your grocery store, does that then mean it's safe?
No. No, I mean, we can look through history. I mean, is it safer? Yeah. I mean, I think everyone would agree with that. But are there still risks for certain people? Yeah, absolutely. Especially considering a lot of people are on certain medications and then they start doing another more natural stimulant on top of other stimulants. And of course, that can lead to other problems. So, there's no doubt there's risk. You asked about some of the natural brands. Sammy, Kava Kava, I think was the other one you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Look, in general, they're far safer than the medications. Matter of fact, you know, because these, Sammy, for example, it's part of a natural pathway in the body, right? It's natural to the body, which is some of the problem with the effectiveness, meaning that they work in the beginning and then they tend to lose effectiveness. Whereas a medication typically will drive the body in that direction continually, so hence, you know, far more danger. It's not a natural substance, it's a chemical, so therefore there's greater consequences with that. But remember, I mean, even with that short term, you're forcing the body in one direction, and that, for certain people, can be a problem.
Yeah, I think something else is, you know, you're saying that the drugs are much safer. And you're right.
No.
I would say, you know,
no,
given...
You said that backwards.
I'm sorry, yes. The drugs are more dangerous. But I think at least there is some level of control with the drugs. There is no level of control with the supplements, and that's why it really does become even more buyer beware. There's no doctor and pharmacist in between you and the drug. So, you know, there are conditions. I mean, people have bipolar issues. I don't know that it's safe for those people to randomly pull things off the shelf, you know, whether they're a chemical supplement or whether there's something found in nature. So I just think anything that you're putting in your body other than natural organic food, there is risk. And really, when I talk about things being dangerous, we have to look at the population. There are some people who it's safe for and some people who it's not safe for. You know what? My daughter found a turtle. Actually, my mother found a little baby turtle. And she called, of course, my daughter, who you know how she, my daughter is with animals. So, of course, we now have a baby pet turtle. So I went to the pet shop and I asked, you know, about caring for a baby turtle. And they said, are there any seniors in your house? And I said, no. And they said, are there anybody with any diagnosed immune deficiencies? And I said, no. And they said, okay, good. And then I said, well, why did you ask me those questions? They said, because they're carriers of salmonella. You know, it wouldn't hurt anybody unless either they lick the turtle or, you know, they handle the turtle and then eat a piece of bread. Or they're very compromised or sick, you know. But even the turtle can be dangerous, is my point. So I just think there does become a level of knowing who you are. And if you're sick, if you're compromised, if you have a need, I think it's a mistake to believe a supplement or a drug is going to be your fix.
You okay
with that statement?
I am. Get upstream to the cause. Remove the cause, that's the fix.
Okay, so now we talk about removing the cause. I want to ask you, is fasting dangerous?
It can be, because
I'm asking you that because it's one of your key modalities for helping somebody detoxify, right?
Yeah, and I always say you should really do it with a practitioner, a doctor who even understands fasting, because most doctors don't. Your electrolytes can drop to dangerous levels. I mean, anybody that's healthy fasts and their body can adjust, but typically people who are looking to fast aren't healthy, so they can become electrolyte depleted, which can cause an imbalance in the body.
Is detox dangerous?
Absolutely can be. You don't want to just certain people that are unhealthy, their downstream detox pathways are slow, not doing very well, and they can redistribute toxins. I wrote an article, When Detox is Dangerous.
Is DMSA dangerous?
I wrote an article talking about how it's when it's misused, not taken within its half-life, taken correctly. When it's not, it is in fact dangerous.
So, is it fair to say that, and I made a statement earlier, let's zero back in on it, is it fair to say that eating organic food is relatively safe? There's not a whole lot of danger there.
Choke on it, I guess.
I said not a whole lot.
Yeah, a whole lot, right. Yeah.
Right, I mean, if somebody hits you in the head with an organic, watermelon, it could be dangerous. But for the most part, eating organic food is going to be safe. Doing a moderate amount of exercise in most cases is going to be safe. Does that apply to CrossFit? That's a whole other conversation. So everybody's got to get to this start line. And one of the things that I most appreciate about what you do and what you teach is you're meeting the patient where the patient is. Can you describe what that means? Because I want people to understand this for themselves, that even if you go to a practitioner, they're still going to assess who you are before they start prescribing some strategies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can't start everybody on detox, for example, the same place. Different doses, different strategy, different plan. Fasting, same way. I wouldn't start somebody on one fast versus another. It would be a little bit different for everybody depending on where they are. Even their mindset, depending on where they are even mentally, I don't start a patient in certain places.
So can you share some of what you wrote about in those articles for somebody who might have heard you or learned from somebody who learned from you, and they just walk away going, he says detox and he says fast, so I'm going to fast and I'm going to detox. You know, what are the sort of warnings or concerns that you want to put out there so they don't make these random decisions like they would pulling a supplement off of a shelf?
Yeah, I mean, for example, in the article, I discussed two different sides, right? You have the medical side of things where they do IV chelation. They'll put someone on DMPS, EDTA, and they'll put in a lot of this chelator at once. Problem is, the chelators go away very quickly, very short half-life in the body, meaning it's in and out of you quickly, it's water-soluble, but then metal can redistribute and redistribute in places like the brain and the nerve tissue, which people end up oftentimes with more symptoms. Is there a place for doing an IV? It is. In an acute exposure, it's going to get a lot in fast, and that's a good thing. Save somebody's life, just like any other medication, right? But on a chronic level of heavy metal toxicity, it pulls too much too fast, goes away too quick, and metal redistributes. Not good. Then on the other side of the aisle, we have the alternative practitioner who uses things like cilantro, Corella, and many other different herbal cleansers, which have a weaker bind, and they too can cause redistribution. Cilantro is known to get into the blood-brain barrier and pull metal, but the problem is it's a very weak bond and it pulls things in and out of the brain. I thought I was going to have to check myself into the insane asylum when I was sick and I used cilantro. So yes, I mean, that's something natural that can be dangerous. You know, this is years of learning how to detox at the cellular level correctly. Obviously, I've taught doctors around the country how to do this and the pitfalls on both sides. But as you can see, you need a practitioner or a doctor who is privy in these protocols for that reason.
You know, if we could hear from our liver on a regular basis, if it had a microphone and you had a little earpiece for your liver to go, whoa, 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 I'm working really hard right now. Please don't throw that at me now. I think that's something else that people don't realize is if it goes in your mouth, it's going into your bloodstream, and it's going into your bloodstream, it's going to find the liver. And I think many people give the liver a lot of work to do, whether they're pulling things out of cells or putting things in their mouth. You agree?
Yeah, no doubt. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's the chemicals that they use every day, the liver's going to have to deal with it.
Anything else you can share related to what you write about when detox is dangerous or when any supplements are dangerous or fasting is dangerous? Because I want to make sure that people understand these are strategies that they need to be aware of. But they're also strategies that shouldn't be taken randomly, just as a drug and just as a supplement. Is, you know, these are things going to impact your health and impact your physiology and your biochemistry. So the more you can share with people as to the right way to do it or the safest way to do it, I think the more protected they become.
Well, I think fasting, you mentioned, there's pitfalls along the way there too. As far as people fast and they start at a certain point, their body goes into a protein sparing mode and they start to feel really good because they start to utilize more of their fat for energy. And that, you know, period is different for everybody. I mean, most often the first 2 or 3 days people feel like crap, but then they cross into a place where they go, oh, I feel better. And however, then they start doing too much. Then they start going, oh, I feel so good. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do this. And really the purpose of a fast is to rest. The body will innately start the certain healing processes. And then they end up doing too much. They can tap into their muscle because their demands for energy are becoming too great. And then something called gluconeogenesis happens where you break muscle down into sugar. Not good. You kind of ruin the fast. So, I mean, there's just one more example. And then how you break a fast. There could be major problems there, and I've seen it.
Which only means that we've got a lot more material to cover on a lot more shows. Right now, we're out of time. Dr. Pompa, you're awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. We'll be back next week. Phil Kaplan, Dr. Daniel Pompa on Health Seekers Radio.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.